On the 23rd, 24th floor, we're talking about roughly 5,000 square feet.
Susan, we're walking into the penthouse here at Silo Point, and it is a breathtaking view anywhere you look, but explain where we are right now.
Right now we're in the foyer and reception area, which has been done as you see a closet here, that's sort of a welcoming area, and a bit of an art gallery. So as you come through, you will see a number of works of art from a group called Unexpected Art. Coming through here, we have a wet bar. That's been done by Gina Fitzsimmons in Annapolis, also did the main living room, done as the Ore House, as she calls it. So she's taken a lot of nautical influence in both of these spaces. She actually brought the sails in to help bring down the size of it, make it more intimate, multiple seating areas, and this beautiful terrace outside.
And the selling point here is the view. Let's do a panoramic view of what we are looking at from 23 stories up at Silo Point.
Well, from 23 stories, you're looking from the cruise terminal, and you swing around into the Inner Harbor. You can actually see Towson out on the horizon, all the way around to Bayview and Harbor Hospital. And if you actually look out this way, you'll be looking down on Fort McHenry.
We're walking through the living room that is on three of the four sides, glass enclosed, so that way we can look out over the waters here downtown. We're now out on the terrace, and it's a bit of a breeze out here, Susan.
Yes, it is a breeze out here. Today is one of those days. Some days it's very calm. You're actually looking at the Pride of Baltimore right down there.
Okay, now we're into what we would call the dining area.
Mm-hmm. This room was designed by Victor Liberatore and Gail Lieberman. You'll see a lot of the industrial theme in this room. You'll also see a lot of reclaimed artifacts. These molds here are all authentic. The chandelier is all reclaimed pieces that they put together and created.
We're going up the spiral staircase to the upper level here.
And we're in the master bedroom suite. This room is spectacular. Everyone loves it. The designer, Brad Wiesner, wanted to soften the harsh, abrupt edges, adding this textured wall, which is kind of the focal point, and also adding the curtains, making it much more of a relaxing, soft area.
How many other bedrooms are there?
Two more.
I'm Betty Reeves, and I'm the faculty advisor for the Interior Design Department at Hartford Community College. This is called Back Again on a Budget, and it's designed for a young lady coming back after graduation, waiting for the next phase of her life, trying to get a job. And this is returning to her parents' home. We try to use functional furniture. This is our favorite, which is the coffee table. It's a piece that can be raised up on the end, and you could have it next to the sofa with a laptop, as well as on the other end with a laptop, and there's storage in the middle. And then it goes down flat to make a coffee table.
My name is Kat Knapp, and I'm a student at Hartford Community College. My major is interior design.
Holly Farahmer, and I'm one of the interior design students at Hartford Community College as well.
Since it was on a budget, some of the pieces were made by the students. So Kat, she actually made the shelves, and she did the artwork for the frames. And we also made the bed platform, and I did the stencil, and we made the mirror in the bathroom.
What is in it for the designers and the decorators?
For the designers, almost everything in here is for sale. So they're selling the items. We obviously take a percentage of that. But for them, they're also, many of them are here every day. They get to talk to the public. They can often, you know, get side jobs or additional jobs just from people looking at what they've done with the spaces here.
When is it open? How long will it be available?
It'll be available until May 18th. We are open every day but Monday. Thursdays we're open from 10 to 8. Every other day it's 10 to 4. $30 at the door, $25 ahead if you buy your tickets at Growls, Watson's, Boutique Paints. There are probably about 15 different outlets that you can get to on the website. And you can buy them online at bsomusic.org.